This is CliffCentral.com.
Hi there, it's Michael Kahn here, and I'm in studio at the CX Innovation and Tech Fest with Brett Lindsay. We are talking about innovation around customer experience and the disruption thereof. How are you, Brett?
I'm well, Mike. How are you doing? That was a very formal start to a Futurology podcast.
It was.
Yeah. And when you say studio, it's very loosely interpreted as a big auditorium at the Maslow.
Fantastic, though, isn't it? They've given us a whole auditorium. I feel quite special. But Brett, it's been a fantastic 2 days here.
It really has.
And, you know, this is an introduction to all of our guest speakers who have joined us in our makeshift studio, our outside broadcast.
Yep.
And how have you found it, Brett?
It's really insightful. I like the fact that there's a lot of local speakers, all sharing case studies and use cases from local businesses doing things to impact the customer service area within our country.
100%.
And it's great to see that. I mean, we've always known South Africa is a great hotspot for innovation. And it's great to have innovation, but it's another thing to execute it and put it into the workplace. And
absolutely.
There's great things happening in South Africa. So that's encouraging.
And inspiring. But it's also been quite interesting listening to a lot of the comments in the audience. It's really interesting to see a lot of the challenges people are faced around innovation and this world of disruption with technology.
Yeah.
Which is really what we're doing here. It's really about the inspiring part of what we offer as a podcast, as an organization.
For sure.
Getting into organizations and inspiring people to shift their thinking around that.
Yeah, so rather than being afraid of the future, start
Absolutely.
Embracing the possibilities around that change.
Absolutely.
And it's really cool. The great thing about customer experience as a focus is that it's about the people again.
100%. Absolutely. So
it's not technology-led. It's not all these things that are sometimes too big to understand or comprehend. It comes down to the person. It comes down to a real need with real people.
Absolutely.
And we can inspire that change to say, don't fear, embrace that change. Let's go.
Absolutely, which is critical. But Brett, do you want to just give us a very brief introduction to what this is all about?
Cool. So in short, it's the CX Innovation and Tech Fest, where they celebrate people, technology, ideas, and innovations that are literally transforming the way businesses make and keep customers. That's the important thing. So it's one thing to get them, but how do you retain them?
Absolutely.
And it's around service. And what is the big talk around CX and what are we doing innovatively? What are we doing things? But it comes down to the fact that we know the world is changing.
Absolutely.
Customers are more demanding. Customer loyalty is decreasing. New technologies are constantly emerging. And it's how do you get your market share? As a business that has a huge consumer base, how do you get that market share? How do you attract them? How do you keep them? How do you seduce them to stay with you or even come across from the dark side? And you've got to make sure that it's the USP that you start to have is around customer experience and the customer service. It's not so much low-cost pricing anymore. It's not high-quality product. It's what is your brand? What is the combination of all of that?
Absolutely.
And there's great discussion happening here at this. And it's round about how technology has become an essential tool to enable a shift in thinking with business to move more into a CX way of life. And it's really great to see it happening here in Johannesburg.
Fantastic. Well, enjoy this podcast. What we have done is we've changed the format here. So please download this podcast. And the rest of the CX podcasts are available on our Futurology homepage on Cliff Central.
Yeah, and if you want to follow us on Twitter, we have a Twitter handle at Futurology Show. And you can tweet us as much as you like. And we'll be tweeting out some of the shows as well. So follow
Absolutely.
Us.
Fantastic. Enjoy. Hi there, and welcome back to the next podcast at the Customer Experience Innovation and Tech Fest. We are now chatting to JP Horn. Brett, I'm excited about this.
It is cool because it's about Cape Town.
It is about Cape Town.
And
JP,
you are the Program Manager of Epic Safety and Security Directorate, City of Cape Town. That's a great title.
That's right. Thank
what
you.
What does that mean?
I think
it's an epic title.
It is an epic title.
It is. I think it's somewhat overzealous in terms of its in terms of what it offers. But it's been great. So thank you for having me on the show.
Thanks for joining us.
It's been great.
Tell us more about Cape Town's epic journey to a safer city. You are one of the guest speakers at this event, and that's what you're talking about. And
absolutely.
How is that fitting into the customer experience?
Absolutely.
World?
So, I mean, we look at City of Cape Town, we're talking about 5 million citizens, right? And I think as we start growing as one of the major metropolitan cities in South Africa, safety's become a key element, right? We look at our citizens, we are in times where we're having all kinds of safety issues across the globe, and it's no different in Cape Town. As we grow and we be start coming on the map in terms of a major metro city. We're finding that safety is a big issue.
Is that generally or in specific areas? And I'm asking specifically because there have been quite, the gangland wars, etc.
Absolutely.
There's been quite a lot of, in the news recently.
You raise a big point around that. So absolutely. So we look at the Cape Flats and a lot of our impoverished areas. There's a bulk of the security act or issues are actually happening in that space.
Yeah.
But we also look in the suburbs, right? We're having a look of the less violent crimes or less contact impacting crimes. But in the ganglands, yeah, that is where the bulk of the safety issues happen.
Okay, all right. And this is an important customer experience issue, isn't it?
It is. It absolutely is. I mean, that is why we're here. That's why we're at the conference, because we need to solve these problems. You know, as government, it's our responsibility to do so. And if we look at our strategy, you know, we've got the Integrated Development Plan, which is the city's five-year plan. The safest city is one of the six pillars of our plan.
Okay, okay.
That is incredible. I mean, I'm just blown away, actually, by this event and how inspiring it is that there are so many local businesses doing it. And the fact that local government's doing it as well is just shows how important it is, that it actually starts to make an impact when executed well.
That's right.
Yeah,
it's on our radar. Like I said, it's a big focal point for us. So making sure that not only for our citizens, but our visitors as well. It's important for us to ensure that we keep our tourism tourists safe, you know, that the experience for them is real and that they feel comfortable being able to come back and bring those dollars and bring those euros into us for local economic
and
investment.
Have a good experience, a great experience.
Absolutely. Great customer experience,
Well, I've got to admit, I've just been to 10 days down in Cape Town with the family, and we had a great experience.
Awesome.
We really did.
Awesome. That's
cool.
Good to hear.
It is cool. And it is again refreshing that to see that it's not just small businesses, it is the government's doing stuff. But Cape Town's, it's not new to hear about Cape Town adopting new innovative technology and making it work. And from a Johannesburg perspective, we look at it and we're like, oh, it'd be nice if we had that too.
Absolutely.
But what are you guys doing with the technology available today, and what are the sort of views to technology coming to tomorrow to do stuff?
Oh, you raise a good point. I think Cape Town has always been on the forefront of technology around technology adoption. We've been very innovative in terms of the use of it and then being able to get that return on that investment. You know, we see a lot of organizations investing in technology, but technology is enabler. I think without the strategy, having the right people, having the right process in place, we see technology is not always that silver bullet. So we've been doing some great work in the space. I think you guys would have seen our thought leader in the space, which is Alderman J.P. Smith. He's the MACO member for safety and security. He's been on Carte Blanche and other programs with regards to technologies like ShotSpotter, which is a gun detection technology, acoustic gun detection technology.
Wow. Okay.
Which allows you to be able to pinpoint where guns are being shot. And we are able to get and dispatch our forces out into those areas and be able to reduce the rate of gunshots in the impoverished areas.
So to actually adopt this approach to really become more customer-centric, which is just a novel concept for any government kind of organization, how much of a challenge has it been to really adopt this new approach, or is it not such a new approach?
It's not such a new approach, to be honest. I think, like I was saying, the city has always used technology in a smart way.
Okay.
So it's become the norm. It's become the de facto that it's this. I think the change management within the organization and the adoption of technology within the organization can be troublesome.
Yes.
If we look at our staff that are not or technology adverse and are not comfortable being able to push buttons and mobile platforms and all the rest.
And if we look, Brett, if we look towards the customer experience, are you're talking about safety? Are you integrating this more from a holistic perspective to say, wait a minute, my water issue, I've got a bill issue, I've got a safety
issue?
It's a single view.
It's that single view, that multi-perspective of a customer. So in our space, we have a capability around 911 incidents, safety incidents, and we've got our typical 311, which are utility services. So being able to log an issue around a pothole, around a street light. But of course, safety as well. So you log.
Yes.
There's a fire. There's a robbery. There's a any other safety aspect. So combining those two is absolutely pivotal.
But you guys have been making use of crowdsourced reporting as well through Cape Town. I mean, down to traffic lights that are out and maybe areas of electricity grids are out. I mean, that's done well, I'm sure.
It is. We've partnered with the local radio stations. We are now feeding them information in terms of where congestion needs, stay away, construction and maintenance on the roads, avoid that area. So getting that message out is very important to us. And now because the release of Epic, which is essentially our 911 system, it's our emergency platform, we're able to provide statistics around areas where crime is active. We're able to do hot spotting and somewhat of predictive analytics.
Beautiful. Yeah.
That's brilliant. What does Epic stand for?
Emergency and Policing Incident Control.
Brilliant.
Okay.
So your typical IT project, your three-letter acronym, we've got a four-letter acronym.
So it's not a cycle challenge, and it's not a big sign that you had. Welcome to Cape Town.
Exactly. It's not. And it's got quite a ring to it. You know, epic. Everyone knows it's epic. Yeah.
And it is. It's a big challenge. And it's nice when people are trying to solve big problems. And absolutely. I think that's when it gets really, the value is obviously inherently involved in what you're doing.
Sure.
But it's who you're doing it for and the way you go about getting it done.
It hasn't been easy, to be honest.
Sure.
As these big projects go. It's been a 3-year journey for us, and it continues. You know, as we look at the next iteration of Epic 2.0, we'll now be going into neighborhood watches. We're getting in neighborhood watches to be able to be that layer of information that we don't have access to.
But it's wonderful how you're working smart as well with it. I mean, you're not trying to like exhaust a lot of the resources that are already available within the municipalities or the governments.
That's
you're actually using the crowd and the communities to say, help us.
Yeah. Absolutely. We just don't have the scale that the people think, right? We've got South African Police Services, which we work well with, but we are only a sliver in this. Being able to reach out to our constituents is the biggest area that we will see value from, and that's our next step.
No, absolutely. And it's an important one. I mean, I was reading an article on drug addiction, and the critical thing is the environment that you're in is the enabler of the drug addiction as opposed to the addiction itself. And if you are fundamentally in a happy, healthy, harmonious environment, the probability of being an abuser is a lot less.
Right. The social aspects, as you talk about.
100%.
Social aspects are now part, the portfolio is part of safety and security, so it's safety and social services.
Yes.
Because exactly for that reason.
Yeah, it's not a one-size-fits-all, and it's not an isolated incident.
And it's not just a community or a customer experience. It's a community experience.
That's right.
It's about creating a society where people actually are thinking towards how to help each other. And I like that. I think that's if more governments started thinking like that, we'd all start moving forward a lot more happier and getting a lot more fulfillment.
Quality of life, right? Quality of life.
Exactly.
And if we can ensure that quality of life is safer, you know, that we're so much better for it.
Excellent. And one topic that's been coming up, and it's interesting just to ask somebody from a government perspective, is the idea of autonomous things, automation coming into it, artificial intelligence, the replacement of jobs, mundane jobs.
Yeah.
What's the sort of role that you guys are taking, or what sort of view are you taking on potentially mundane jobs being non-existent in the future?
I hear you. It's a very sensitive topic.
Yeah, I'm sure.
People is very critical to our business, right?
Yeah.
And being government, we've also got to ensure that we're taking care of our people, I think like any organization.
Yeah.
So to be honest, we're not quite in the business of replacing our people with machines and all the like, because employability is very key to us as an organization, as a public sector organization. But where we are trying to adopt technologies is improve processes through automation, right? So rather than having people where getting people to be able to relay information and to coordinate activities, use of technology does great in terms of that. Just to break out the mundane of a process or the like.
No, absolutely. I think that was a very politically correct answer, and probably the right answer. But not to be flippant or to be derogatory against that. I would love to be seeing you guys taking technology and enabling those people creating new jobs, because as technology takes, it gives. And we've got to be finding those opportunities.
For sure. So you guys work with the importance of business ownership within the Cape Town landscape, and obviously we're going through this massive change globally, new technology, exponential growth, disruptive forces all playing a part in how we make decisions today.
That's right.
How are you guys working with businesses on the ground and saying, well, look, let's not fear this change, let's embrace it, let's help you through a transformational process?
That's right. So Cape Town, again, is one of the capital cities for entrepreneurial spirit,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah. Silicon Cape has done well.
Yeah. There we go. Being able to promote small business, great ideas, fostering that innovation, and then being able to adopt some of that is very key to what we're doing. So we've got a lot of companies, small businesses coming to us with great ideas, with awesome capability that we would like to bring into our fold, into our stack.
Have you got a channel for these guys to approach you on?
We do. I think we have Westgrow, which is an organization it's a partnership between provincial government of the Western Cape and City of Cape Town.
Yes.
It's funded by both. It's a channel for us to be able to get those early adopters on board and bring in those disruptive technologies that we talk about.
Fantastic.
Changing that status quo.
Excellent.
It's an ecosystem.
Well, we're on the Futurology Show, and we like to look forward, but far forward. So I'm going to ask you, where is your hopes for South Africa, Cape Town, Cape Town, South Africa,
right,
in the next 5 to 10?
I hear you. I think we see it great in terms of a lot of these investigative TV programs, you know, Hollywood 5.0 and Miami 5.0 and all the rest, the future of technology. So you look at the capabilities around facial recognition and understanding people's movements. We don't want to refer to it as Big Brother, but from a safety aspect, it's important to us. We want to be able to see the trends. We want to be able to see the predictive analytics kind of capability. So we're able to be more proactive than reactive.
Sure,
I think we're very reactive focused at the moment, but if we can start becoming intelligent and the use of this data that we're collecting,
absolutely,
that is key for us.
And a lot of the education around that's going to be quite a task.
It is.
So good luck with that. And we look forward
changing
to
public perception, right?
Oh, for sure. And we look forward to chatting to you in the future. I'd love to see how you guys progress with a lot of the things that you work on. It's very exciting to see in a South African perspective that that's happening.
Great. Watch that space. Thank you very much.
Well done, and thank you for having us. Thanks for having us. Thanks for having you.
Thank you so much.
Cheers. Bye.
Well, that was fun, Brett. I enjoyed that chat.
It really, really was.
Fantastic.
And that was just one interview of so many great speakers here at the CX and Innovation Tech Fest.
Absolutely.
So, if you liked this interview and you liked hearing all the thoughts and future explorations, then there's more.
There is. It's on the Futurology CX page.
Yes.
So please go and find those on there. Also on iTunes. And of course, if you want to be inspired within your organization, drop us a line, because what you've experienced here, we're quite happy to come and set up a framework within your organizations. Because the inspirational part of moving beyond the disruption and the challenge of technology is important to you. So thank you, Brett. I've enjoyed our
time. Thank you, Michael. This is CliffCentral.com.